Discord. Is it going?
Okay, great. Well, we'll start with our roll call then. Chad Burrell's here. Brian Lamar.
Hello?
Yes. Say here.
Here.
There you go. Giles.
Yep.
Phil.
Yep.
Rob.
Yeah.
Blaine.
Yes.
Is Ben with us? DWQ staff, we've got Alex on there. We got Judy.
Yes.
And Tessa. Emily or Kim? Okay.
I think they may have.
And we kind of did a pre-introduction to Tessa, but tell us a little bit about yourself, Tessa.
Yeah, for sure. I'll give my introduction.
Okay, go ahead.
I come from a background of environmental communication. I have a master's degree from the University of Utah in environmental humanities and a bachelor's in communication. So my specialization here is really environmental communication and training. So I've worked in the realm of water quality for several years. I used to be the aquatic invasive species team lead at Jordan Elf for a while. I worked with Conserve Utah Valley, preserving Utah Lake, making sure that that, you know, the islands they were trying to put in were safe and sound. They were, spoiler alert. So I'm excited to be back in the realm of water quality. We're hoping to get me trained up by Judy.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It sounds like this is a rare case of me actually getting training, so I'm happy to be here.
Well, good. Well, we do this about, what, four times a year to get together? And lots of emails, and I know we're going to have to be retrained because my fingers are trained to plug in Judy when I go to some
email. I do too. I got it.
She reprimanded.
I got the same back.
You gosh dang it. No. So anyway, well, we're looking forward to working with you. All right. Any discussion on the minutes from our October 20th meeting?
Oh, it was 30th, though.
Was it the 30th?
Yeah.
Okay. First correction then.
Well, that's on this. I think it's right.
It says 20th on the minute.
But what does the minute say?
October 30th.
Okay.
So the minutes are correct. Just the agenda was wrong.
Any comments on those minutes? If not, I'll look for a motion to approve.
I'll motion to approve.
We got a motion by Blaine. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Election or appointment of chair and vice chair for 2024. So is this where we're asking for nominations?
Yeah. It's just the last 2 years it's been a nomination and everybody else agreed. So that's why I changed the language.
It's kind of like being voluntold.
Do we see any reason to change?
That's such a good
thing. Oh. We will entertain then a motion for a chair for the coming 2024 calendar year.
I'd like to nominate Chad Burrell.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
That was nice and quick.
Perfect. Yes.
No
rebuttal?
Are there any other nominations? So, all in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Can I oppose it?
You can withdraw.
Okay, likewise with the vice chair. Do we have a nomination for a vice chair?
Who's the vice chair right now? You?
Brian. Come on.
I'll nominate you, Brian.
What are you looking at me for?
Can I nominate as the chair?
Yes.
Okay. I'll nominate Brian.
I'd love to second that.
All right. Any other nominations? All in favor of that motion to have Brian as the vice chair?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Well, now that that's out of the way, the real reason we're all here Judy, give us an update on computer-based testing. Tessa, give us an update on computer-based testing.
Actually, yeah, we had a meeting about it last week with Tom Healy. Looks like it's all up and running, ready to go. We've got that blackout period that we're going to have from our paper-based exam at Rural Water. So, ostensibly, we should be up and running by beginning of April for that. You take us through a little bit of what that'll look like in terms of RN, getting those files uploaded and everything. There's a couple different options we can do it, depending on, you know, how software savvy we all are. So, the only questions left are really, what's it going to look like? We just need to probably test it out. I know we discussed maybe like running our staff through it just to make sure it looks okay. But other than that, it looks like we're ready to go April 1st.
Okay, because that's the 30 day after the March test. Wonderful. Here is one thing that I was going to, it's not till the fourth week of April, and I didn't know if maybe at Rural Water this could be something that goes out. I know you attend those conferences, but I kind of mentioned in the WAU's conference planning meeting, there is on Thursday a session for operators, and I kind of volunteered myself, but I'd be happy to share that responsibility to kind of get the word out there on how this will all work. I didn't know, Tessa, if you'd be at that conference, or Judy, if you would, Tessa. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can team up, and maybe the Thursday morning of the WAU conference there in St. George have a session that's, hey, here's the update on how this will work. Because I've gotten bombarded with questions about it. I don't know if you guys have as well. Hey, when are they going to offer the test? How's that going to work? Do I still have to send Judy an application?
Yeah.
So all of those questions I think would be great to get out there. And I don't know if there'd be a...
Well, I'm sure we can find a time at our conference that we're looking at the same thing. Lots of questions daily. So maybe at Rural Water Conference we can have, we'll find a time maybe during the voting session or something. We'll get you in there just to at least express how this is going down.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult because we will have two different procedures depending on whether the fees get approved by the legislature. So
things will change. You know, I don't know if we could put together maybe an outline of saying, okay, starting from beginning, mm-hmm. how do I register? Okay, do we still register the same way? Mm-hmm. What's it going to cost? If I want to take a hard copy at, you know, of the test, spring and fall, it's going to be offered this time frame, and this is how. Otherwise, you know, you apply.
And we'll update the
website. Still offer paper ones, not
twice a year.
It'll still be offered at the Rural Water in spring and fall.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So next question is, if somebody has a disability, dyslexia, is that still an oral exam going to be an option with computer-based testing?
We didn't really address that this time. I know they have access to like screen readers and stuff through PSI.
Would the other alternative be we maybe say we offer those at the spring and fall in that same week as that conference, do like we've done in the past, and then, you know, a sit down here where we help them with it and it goes in with that packet in the spring and fall?
Yeah, you could do that, but be careful because you can't limit it if you're offering the computer one too. You gotta be able to do both.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Because there's a price difference. And somebody may say, I don't want to pay the extra to go to that one. So
yeah, because the paper-based, if the fees get changed, the paper-based will cost more than taking a single.
So what alternatives would we have computer-based one to...
There's got to be something, because...
The PSI deals with that all the time.
Taking
so.
A test on a computer.
Yeah, PSI deals with that all the time. I don't know the details, but because they do have...
That's probably a question that Tom could
answer. Yeah, we need to... follow up with
time. Is that what we're waiting on legislation for, is the pricing?
Fees, yeah. They
and
have
that's
to
effective
be approved
July
by
or something like that?
Yeah, it would be the new fiscal year, which would be July 1. So any tests that are taken after that time, not registered for. You can't just register early, because if you take it after July 1, we have to, the higher fee is going to be in effect. So.
And so where that's so close to after the kickoff, I didn't, you know, I guess.
So the interim time period, water quality is going, you pay $100 for each exam, and water quality picks up the difference in the costs that were billed for the exams for using the
get it in, April, May, and June.
If you want to
if you want a cheap test to get a
$100, then that's the way you So that's the current plan. So if the legislature approves the fees, then after that, then there's an application to us for any individual exam that would be valid for up to 6 months. And but then they pay the fee directly, the testing fee directly to PSI. And the application fee is proposed to be $50. So.
Okay.
And good for 6 months, correct?
Yeah. And they can retake it after 30 days without having to submit a new application to us, as long as they're not changing the status or anything like that, or taking a different exam, because that would be a different application.
Well, Tessa, if you want to start maybe leaning in that direction, what day would it be that we could maybe have a group together? I'll be down to rural water on Thursday.
That's the day we'd probably want to do it.
Because I'd be happy to help out with any kind of communication there that we need to put across. And then,
okay. Then what I'll do is I'll meet with Shannon today and figure out a time and a place that we can meet down there.
Yeah.
Thursday would probably be a better day if you're going to be there. We'll make that happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's what? The booths are open till 2:45, 3:15, something like that. And then we have to take those down. And
if we have enough information.
Yeah, we'll update the web page as soon as we have enough to do.
Which I think that will help a good portion of them. But there's a lot of.
Yeah, because basically once an application is turned into us, then we upload the information to PSI, and then they send out an automated email to the individual. So they're going to have their own email address, or they will not be able to register for an exam.
Okay. Yeah, all of that stuff, I know guys are going to have questions this way.
But the communication then will be directly between PSI and themselves to set the date.
Okay.
Time and location on where they end to pay the fee afterwards. Right now, we just tell them they can sign up, and if they're on that list, they can take the exam.
Where are the six locations?
They're sending us that information, but they haven't sent it to us yet.
Mainly Utah, Salt Lake County, or we got some north and south? I'm hoping like St. George and Logan are in them. Keep our fingers crossed.
I don't know about the Logan one. St. George, I think there's something at least Cedar City.
But I'm just trying to think of something. Price.
And Joseph.
So,
and maybe
that's on the list of things they're supposed to be sending to us as follow-up for this meeting last week.
Okay, any more discussion on that topic?
It's exciting.
A lot of work probably to get that to this point. So
let me clarify one more thing. It does start April 1st, correct? If
that's the plan.
Okay.
We haven't gotten the info for being able to log people in yet. So until we get that information.
Because I've had many questions. Yeah. Are we going to provide paper tests in May?
It would have to be. No, there will be no paper tests in May. That's the online stuff should be up and working by then.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, we will jump then to item five here, November's results. Brian's always good about telling us how they compare with last time.
Not good.
Now I just know I had some of my guys pass, so I was happy.
They're about the same.
And I did put the cumulative for the year that we include in the annual report, too, so.
Okay. Well, I do know that there's, you know, education is always continuing there, whether it's rural water, WAU has some things that we've got some good responses on with American Water College to help people. Collection College starts again, I think, this week. So.
And Rural Water is starting to do a monthly wastewater training, is that right?
We are doing monthly now, and I think we've got one more in February, then we're going to hold off until April after conference. So we will have monthly trainings, free, and they're 6 hours.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Six hours, wow.
Pardon? Where are you guys holding these at?
They will be online. You can register for them on our Rural Water website.
There's one Thursday. It's like the second Thursday of the month. That's what they've been so far.
Dennis.
Nice. Excellent. Well, any more discussion there? Our compliance worksheet, if you want to pull that up.
Where do I?
Tess has been really busy.
She's been the bearer of bad news to these guys.
Really busy.
They're on speed dial.
She's been really busy.
Okay. So I actually have had some good results, though. It's a little bit small. I can probably. Is that better? Readable?
Except we can't see the last one. Right.
That's just whether or not
it's there, you're planning to respond.
So a lot of these have come back into compliance since the last time we met, which is great.
Good.
The ones that we're still looking for are Castle Valley. There's actually three of them out in Castle Valley, the areas. We're just waiting for some RTU applications so that they're no longer restricted. That one's in the works, so we don't have to worry too much unless they never follow up, which is a possibility.
I just had a discussion with Jacob about that. They're going to get it done.
Okay, great. Yeah. And they've been really responsive, so happy with that one. Courthouse Wash, I haven't heard much about. This one has been a little bit finicky, but I sent an email to Larry Hall. He's with Aqua Environmental. I haven't heard back from him at all, so we're still waiting to hear.
This is the plant down by Moab?
Yeah, Arches.
Yeah, it's supposedly at Arches SSD. They applied for the permit under a different name, and so I've been really confused as to what's going on as I've tried to research it. I think it's installed as what we call an alternative on-site wastewater system, but it has a collection system. So it's municipal because it serves more than one entity. So does it fall under our rule or not fall under our rule? And is it just for the collection?
Because it's non-discharging because it's on-site?
No, because on-site is underground.
Right, but that's what I mean by not discharging into a water body.
Yeah, so, but I don't know if they have a discharge permit. The wastewater treatment plants do discharge. So it's one of those areas that we've never really required one for that. And yet,
isn't there an on-site system up Immigration Canyon?
There is.
How's that one handled?
It also has an underground. It has a permit for an underground wastewater system. But there's also Ruth Diner that is in our system, Immigration Canyon Improvement District. So they've got two different things going on up there, too.
It depends on who they take off.
I guess I'm confused because
Larry Hall is also operating the immigration ID.
So I guess the question is we're just needing to know if Larry Hall, who's a contract.
Larry does have certifications. Okay. So.
But you're saying there's another plant?
There's a plant going in Moab right on the river there.
Yeah, but I think that one's Moab has its own wastewater treatment plant.
Well, this is another one going downstream from there quite a ways.
Yeah, and there's another one is it Canyon Land Improvement District?
Yep.
Yeah.
I talked to them
today,
actually. That one.
Okay. And they and Moab may just be upgrading. They may be putting in a whole new plant.
That's a brand new SBR.
So I don't know. I'm not. We're not in that section anymore, so we
no
never
worries.
Get told anything.
We've heard about how things communicate internally here. That's why you've got someone with a communication.
Oh, yeah.
I teased my daughter about that because she got a degree in communication. I said, so does that mean you're going to talk to mom and dad a little better? Didn't work.
So still trying to figure out what's going on.
So I guess we can move on to any others down on the list.
There, you got a treat.
Okay. So, yeah, I think we just need to probably wait and see if Larry Hall's even still there before we can learn more. So.
No, I can tell you, I talked to Larry here just a few days ago, and he is so slammed that he's not taking on anything. So I'd be shocked if he's...
He's been doing this for over a year. So
okay.
It's been
So Elk Ridge.
Garland is another weird one. They're ostensibly under Weber, if I understand correctly. We're reclassified in 2022 as a T3 system, but they don't currently have anybody with a T3 certification. No treatment.
We're doing that right now. Okay. We're meeting with them. We've got Dennis Gunn and Spencer, and I are all three working with them.
Okay, great. Perfect. Yeah, I sent an email to Travis Atkinson. I'm not sure if he's even the contact still.
No, it's not Travis. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I'll have to look that up for you.
Okay.
They hired a new guy.
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't heard back from him, but you know, I wasn't even sure if he was there, so I'll follow up with you on that. And then Logan City also, so they had a treatment and collection system that was one, and it looks like now they've separated, and we aren't sure which employees are at which, if they need to be classified separately as a collection system and a treatment system. So I'm not sure who the DRCs for each would be. I've reached out to Paul Lindhart, but I haven't heard anything back.
Tim? You need to get hold of Tim Lindsay.
Tim Lindsay.
You guys know?
I'll give his phone number to you right now.
Tim Lindsay, be your contact.
Yeah, he's in it. He's in our
database. He's in there? Oh,
he's
okay.
In our database.
Actually, I just talked to
him. I don't know, on the collection side, if he'd be the one, and really, they should probably call Eason. Wouldn't he be over both of those?
It'd probably be Eason or Jim Clark.
Yeah. And Eason is the one has confirmed that they are separate. He just hasn't responded with what employees belong with which system.
Okay.
So...
Jim
because they're now referring to it as a regional wastewater treatment plant, so it's been permitted separately from the lagoons that Logan formerly had.
So, but do they still fall under Logan City's?
Logan City has Logan City has. They say they've got their finances and their whole structure is separate for
so
the collection
system
have their own
governing
and the
board,
treatment.
The district does.
Yeah. Is what his email said, is that it's separate, that the regional wastewater treatment plant is separate from the collection system financially and organizationally. So.
But is there only one collection system discharging into it?
No. But Logan City is only responsible for their own collection system. The other municipalities are responsible for their own collection system.
So it's similar to something we have in Salt Lake.
So like the district.
Sounds like mineral.
That's basically what the wastewater, the regional wastewater treatment plant is separate. So we just need to get them split up in the database, but we don't know what.
So you'll have the wastewater facility, and then each of those individual collection systems have to kind of have their own?
Yeah, and they've had to have their own already.
Okay.
So.
Just a matter of knowing who those are.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Mexican Hat just looks like we need to. Yeah.
Manila.
Manila.
you got Joseph quitting, Jim has quit,
their clerk
has quit. There is nobody there right now at all.
Okay. Yeah. The new contact we have is Jim Rogers.
Dog catcher anymore?
No.
No dog catcher.
No dog catcher. That was Jim. Oh.
And he's no longer there?
Huh?
Jim's no longer there?
No. No, there was some unethical things going on with mayor and council and everybody left.
Oh.
And
that's good to
they're
know.
Trying to hire right now, but they've got a guy that wants the job, but there's no houses or property available out there for him, so he's not going to take the job. So they're in a mess. We're working with them every day. We got a guy out there this week.
And yeah, then Mark, that's yeah. problematic.
So just you're updated. There's nothing going on there.
Okay, that's good to know. Yikes. Okay. Yeah, Mexican Hat, we just need to make sure that their contract's been renewed. Their alignment expired. End of 2023. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Monticello. I'd heard from George Rice today. He sent in an application to get his small lagoon changed from restricted to unrestricted. So hopefully they'll be in compliance at that point. The only other one I'm listening for is Nathan Langston. I sent him an email, but I haven't heard anything. So he would also just need to change his certification from restricted to unrestricted. Mountain Sewer's having a fun time too. So I reached out to Chad Meyerhofer today and I received a call back from him actually, or an email back from him actually. So they have a small lagoon system listed in our database. Right now, Chad Kramer is the one that's the DRC there, and he does not have any sort of collection certification. So they were under the impression that Chad Kramer had all the correct certifications, and he's been operating there as their DRC. So I don't know, maybe if it's a case of they're not actually a small lagoon and our records are wrong.
They are small. I've been out there working.
Okay. Well, then they need to get somebody there that has some sort of collection certification. It
What's
sounds
their population?
Like, oh, I have no idea.
Well, it's under 3,500.
Yes.
They're under 35, so his small system should be adequate.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a small
system. He only has
He was like a treatment 3 or something.
Mm-hmm. Treatment 3.
He doesn't have any collection certification.
And it sounds like Chad Meyerhofer does have collection certification, and he's potentially
Where
able to operate for them.
It's up by
Eden and the lake yeah. there.
I wonder if I have an email.
Sounds like there's actually. Too many Chads, and that's
a problem. Let's add another one. We don't want to be DRC yet.
Chad thing's getting a little crazy.
Yeah, Kramer used to work for us.
For us, for our
Oh, that's right.
I worked with him.
And it looks
In other
like
words, he gets around.
Yeah.
Here's your sign.
They had it to Morgan City.
Oakley, he was in Oakley.
Oakley, yeah. New Morgan after that.
Anything we can do there is just following up on them.
It looks like he sent me an email while we were sitting here, so they're trying to work through it. It seems like just across the wire they didn't know he needed to have his collection certification. So.
Can you email me this list that we're working on today?
Yes, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can. So that's where we're at there. Okay. Mount Pleasant, they just have an operator that needs to get his certification changed from restricted to unrestricted, assuming he is still the DRC. So I've reached out either to get that application or just change him so he's no longer the DRC. Haven't heard back from him yet.
Who do they want to make the DRC?
I haven't heard.
Because I don't think there's any point.
Is there anybody else?
As long as, yeah. as Colton now.
So in that case, he would need to change from restricted to unrestricted as soon as possible, since it looks like we sent him an email back in 2023 about this as well, and he didn't respond.
Well, I was there this last week. I'll go back again next week. Just make sure I get this copy.
Yeah, I'll send it over to you. Well, looks like we've got a couple just on the watch list.
Yeah, that's our guy. That's our new plant manager, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so no problems yet. we just need to make sure to keep an eye on by June, just having that.
Okay. He just renewed, didn't he? I think we...
Yeah, and he probably renewed as a restricted.
Yeah.
Did he?
People probably. I can't access anything, so I don't know.
Okay.
Don't show anybody.
I guess they're going to go talk to the big boss and help him get his stuff right. Have you guys hired still? After that conversation, I might be up at your place.
I don't know if he. We have several applications that came in over the last week, but mm-hmm. we haven't been able to do anything with them because our finance person has been out.
Okay.
So they're just sitting there. So
okay.
I don't know if his was one of those or not.
Perfect. Okay. Well, next, we have a few with. The same contract that I didn't have any record of them renewing after like the 3rd or the 12th of March in 2023. Ostensibly the contract auto renews, but I just figured I'd,
some kind of verification.
My verification going. So that's for North Village, Strawberry, Lakeview, and Twin Creek. They're all the same operator, Chance Morris. I heard back from him today as well. Sounds like they didn't get anything in writing renewed, but he's been operating. So he said he's going to give me a copy of the contracts and send them over as soon as possible, as soon as they all get signed. So it sounds like everything's good to go there as soon as we get the contracts.
It's just who really takes responsibility if there's mm-hmm. no real contract.
Yeah.
You know.
What's going on with Parawan?
That's green, so it's been
signed. It's fine, yeah. It looks like it's they green. Had an operator that was listed as ADRC in our system that actually is not ADRC anymore. So.
These are still follow-ups from those 2022 MWPPs that I never got resolved, where people would say, oh, yeah, these are DRC operators, but they really weren't.
Let's see, Powder Mountain's another contract that was expired with Aqua Environmental, Larry Hall. I reached out to Roy Wass to find out if the contract renewed, but it expired. Oh, that's supposed to be 23. If it'll let me.
I might have to do it at the top.
Yeah, so 2023, they expired in November, so I haven't heard back from Roy, but I did just email him this morning, so. We'll have to see if I hear back. If not, I can also reach out to Larry Hall, but like you said, he's pretty slammed, so he probably not his priority to answer an email.
What I can't quite figure out is how he can be DRC at Powder Mountain and at
Wolf Creek.
Down at, well, Immigration and the other one down south. That other canyon
in Moab,
thing.
He has a fast car.
He's scoring.
I think he's got a plane now.
I don't know.
It's one thing I haven't quite figured out.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, with Price City, it looks like this was kind of in the works during the last meeting as well. But the only one we're waiting on is Ryan Lee Matkin. It sounds like Bryce Slaw was set to retire. I don't know if that actually happened, but because he was, they just got him removed as the DRC. Unless anybody's heard otherwise, I'm just assuming.
Blame that you're
correct.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. And then otherwise, Ryan needs to get his unrestricted certification. Otherwise, he is out of compliance. So I send an email over to Ron Brewer. I haven't heard back from him, but I sent it on Friday. So, might just not have looked over the weekend as emails, but I'll keep following up. Hopefully, I get that in the files. Strawberry Lakeview, that was just the contract again. Twin Creeks with the contract. Oh. Yeah, this one, it looks like we just need to get another restricted to unrestricted for James Air Pula. I sent an email out this morning about it, so hopefully we'll hear back soon.
Schofield's got a sewer system?
It's one of those large undergrounds that has a collection system that they say is, it's actually a collection system, so they right. It falls under the collection system rule.
Oh, 25
USMP.
And if I remember correctly, he's the only person who's the DRC, so he's got to get unrestricted pretty quick here. Tickaboo, I've been having a hard time getting a hold of them, so if anybody knows the contact information.
Still?
We're going to be back down there. I'm headed down there. I'll find out. Chip was on me to get certified. He finally got him certified, and now he's gone.
Yeah, he left in 2023, I guess. So, yeah, I just sent an email this morning to their general, generic email, but it looks like someone tried to do that a year ago. They didn't respond. So.
Nobody's going to do that. I'll have to go talk to them. I'll go do that.
All right. Sounds good. So I'll hold off on responding to them. And then last is Woodland Hills. They're technically under Payson, so I'm not sure who's operating now that Corbett Stevens resigned. I don't know if someone from Payson has stepped in and has become the DRC for that. Okay, so I reached out to Jeff Hyatt to see if they're in charge or if they have a new operator, and that was this morning. So
they were going to replace him with somebody and have them be the DRC.
Okay, so sounds like they don't have anybody unless...
And they've got till October?
I don't know. What the,
or November.
Well, when did they lose the...
They lost November 12th.
11-2-23, okay.
So, yeah. So, yeah, that's all I've got on that list, though. Everyone else came back into compliance, or is just someone we need to watch because it's something that's going to change in 2024?
All right, Corey.
Another reminder.
I'll email this guy out so that you can have a copy.
Thank you.
I just got my card.
So, next item. We can move on, is the annual report draft. Does that go to them in June, July?
Usually at the April meeting.
April?
We did it in May last year because of WEAU, but it sounds like they're going to plan on doing the board meeting the Tuesday of the WEAU.
I heard a rumor.
So, that would be the most likely place that it would be presented then. So this is kind of our draft so far.
Where do you keep it?
I'm lost. Annual report. It should be on the P drive.
And just certification stuff. Okay. Annual report, there we go.
Yeah.
So that would put it the 23rd then of April.
Okay. Yeah. So... Yeah, so somebody, and usually the chair.
That was going to be my next question. Says, would you like me to do
right?
that? And we'll be there. And
Brian did a
that.
Great job last year as a substitute, but he did. So
it'll be a downgrade from last year. Oh, yeah.
So I haven't changed the picture. So if somebody has a different picture that they would like to have on the annual report, send suggestions and we'll see what we can come up with. So that was good. We didn't do Mike Lures and his fish, and we didn't do the moose, but I'm going to pick this one. So we've got that. So what have we, let's move on down to, so this, it's the usual introduction, just modified a little bit. Then these were the people and the status for last year. Remember, this is last year's report. So I don't know. Can you make it any bigger?
I sure can. Is it
it's a little easier for them to read?
Is that better?
Make sure that I didn't goof something up. We've kind of both had a hand in this. So
those who had terms expires, is there an update?
So I have, if it was after the beginning of 2024, I haven't updated them. Because this was last year's report.
Because me and Rob are both in that situation.
Right. So you guys, for the report for last year, you're still listed as it expiring. this last January.
And so that'll go out, is it 2 years?
They're 3 year
it's 3 years for yeah. both of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when someone does the report for this year, then that'll show it as 2027.
Okay.
Congratulations. Yeah. So it's kind of some interesting numbers.
2 years ago.
I'm
doing 20.
So we tried to put some stuff in. And when you look at total number of exams that were given, we gave a lot of exams.
Yeah. And that number's going to dramatically go up.
Yeah.
Well, a year from now when we have people taking it every month.
Yeah.
It just depends, you know, if they can turn around and take it soon. But they're still not going to be able to look at the questions with answers in between times. So are they just going to change their guesses?
Yes.
Yes.
I think there's
people waiting for this because they plan on just going.
Yeah, there's a
seeing what the format is, studying and failing and failing and failing until they pass.
Yeah.
I think being
able to know why you missed a question is so hard to learn from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
they're going to have the same statistical analysis as we've got now because we're using the same exams. So.
One thing I hope
learn anything.
Is that where it's electronic and that there's still the opportunity,
they can see focused.
Maybe at the end where before they click submit, they can, do you wish to question any question, you know, where they...
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to work.
I'm hoping that it increases the amount of maybe, comments.
Comments that come in. Yeah,
and that hopefully that feedback gets back to ABC. But anyway...
So,
B2C. Yeah. Okay, so what else do we want to look at here?
There, down at the end, I haven't made any changes on things that we think were important that happened during the year. Can we go farther down? So that was, well, go back the one to the numbers. All the numbers.
Some
interesting stuff.
Make
yeah, make it bigger. So, you know, we had 150 new people, first time exam takers last year. So, you know, we've got 1,819 people active in the database. There's 1,342. That have 32 people that have some kind of a certification. So it's just, there's the program's grown over the years. You know, breaks it down by treatment operators and collection, the different grades. And of course, some of those people, you know, people that have two classes. So they have a treatment and a collection, something there's 270 of them. It's just some interesting kinds of numbers, I think. The facilities have the numbers have changed just a couple each way because we have a couple higher classification plants now than what they were. So it's fewer small lagoon systems than we used to have. That number's gone down a little. This part still needs to be modified. I'm not sure. We're still trying to verify the number of contracts, what systems have active contracts for last year. And then let's go on down. So if you know of anything there. And then this is kind of where we highlight things that have happened through the Certification Council, if you've got suggestions.
Well, I would just
suggest... This was last year.
You know,
I haven't done anything for this year.
So. Would you mention anything like what Phil brought up, that Rural Water has now got the monthly trainings for operators? Is this where you highlight something like that? Have we ever done...
If fit? Well, because we mentioned participating in different trainings and stuff. I don't know. Would that have been in 2023? When did that start?
That started January this year.
So that'll be in the net. That could be in the next report.
Because I would say fall into keep that in mind, and maybe as a future reference. Because Brian, we could even say what's happening with American Water College.
Sure.
Because you know we had over 60 people sign up for that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what kind of attendance you get at that, but that'd be good to report on both of those things this time next year.
I've been monitoring a little bit. There's a lot of people working on it.
Other than Rusty.
Especially Rusty. We went to Chad's place and we pulled it up and was helping people kind of sign up and go through it. And, you know, along the line, I'm like, man, this Rusty guy, he's really doing a whole lot. And he was sitting there.
Right,
I'm like, wow, look at this. And Chad's sitting there smiling.
He's been logged in for 6 weeks and he's taken 47.
Yeah.
So you'll be bombarded with
Yeah, you're going to get a whole bunch of videos here.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I don't know what else.
So, I mean, probably the biggest thing will be the efforts trying to get the CBT, those exams going. But we did a couple oral exams, didn't we, last year? So, I mean, that was mentioned here. So, we'll have to go back and double check those.
And take out the COVID comments.
Yeah. So, you know, if you have any, if something comes to mind that you think we should put in here. We did only have 3 meetings last year. Most stuff just ended up, send an email to you and say, what do you think on this? Okay.
So is that something Tessa will work on to update and then?
Yeah, she or I.
We'll just kind of look it over, see if there's anything.
Yeah, so we'll try and get that ready then for the
April
23rd. So by the 1st of April, we'll try and have that draft ready to go.
Next item is we're on track for the March 1st test at the Dixie Center. Check in 8:15. We'll have Judy, Tessa, Robert, myself down there. 102 people. Sign-up ended for that?
Yeah.
So there's 102.
And one guy's quit, so he won't be there. So we're down to 100.
Is that more than we've had before? I remember like 80-something last year.
It's varied. It's varied. We've had up to 130.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
138, I think, is the highest we've had.
There was, 130 at Leighton?
So item number 10 here, some CEU considerations.
Yeah, I've got the items in that.
We have more information on these. The first one being
in the folder. I've got the items.
A Western States project of virtual note taking and report writing.
So.
Oh, not those guys.
No, not annual report in the meeting items folder.
Actually, the first two are the same thing, it looks like. Well, except one is evidence of violation.
Company, but,
perfect. Let's see, what's the first one here?
Yeah, 9A. I had a number.
Have we received things from this Western States before?
No, this is the person who's gone. This is her description that she copied off. I don't know if you can read it. Said it was a 5-hour course, online course. And I didn't know whether we felt that it was something that a wastewater operator would get credit for or not.
Well, any thoughts on that?
Well, it's not striking a big swing with me.
I don't see a whole lot of wastewater.
You're talking about environmental regulatory inspectors, but
what? Whether, you know, I think both of these just struck me. You know, maybe the person is an inspector for the collection system or something, or the stormwater or something like that, and has a wastewater certificate and was hoping to get some credit out of this. But I was kind of doubtful from what I saw, so that's why I brought it to you, Carlos.
Any other thoughts? So is it a zero?
I'd say zero.
Zero. Second bet, third bet.
I think the consensus is no then.
Zero. Okay, and the next one is the same company,
thing.
But it's a different description.
I'm also a no.
Okay. Thank you.
That's Ben.
Is that Ben? Are you with us now?
Yes, that's me. I'm with you.
Yay.
I've been with you for a while.
You're very quiet. Glad you're here.
Kind of a feeling of maybe a pre-treatment relevance to that one.
It is pre-treatment.
Yeah. So there might be a little more relevance with this one than the last one. So
would you give any credit? Partial credit. No credit.
Partial.
Oh. Love to see the agenda.
Yeah.
I don't think we have an agenda. We just have a certificate.
Where it does have elements of kind of pre-treatment violations.
I'd say based off that description, just a partial credit.
A half? Maybe go for half credit on that one?
Yeah.
Any other thoughts there? That way we're at least kind of throwing a bone.
Half credit. So half credit?
Yeah.
Okay.
The last one, role of water, asset management planning for the future.
Yeah, they just sent this agenda over.
Not knowing what this talks about, but asset management, I think, is a really big problem in our industry of people not being proactive with it. So,
When I look at the agenda, it looks like there's daytime sessions, and then there's a separate one that they say is for condensed version for councils and boards, but they're asking for 8.8 CEUs. They want to give
there's
credit.
There's not 8 hours there.
Yeah, I think maybe add it.
So you got 3 hours up top, and then three and a quarter down below. So you got six hours.
Well, and then they've got this 6 to 8 slot that they're trying to give credit for. At the evening thing is where they're coming up with the 0.8, I think. He's adding in another 2 hours for a version for councils and boards.
So does that come up to 0.8 when you do it that way?
Yeah, just over. It's 8.25.
Except you probably figured somebody's taking a break in there.
And is that the end? It ends at the 8 o'clock?
Okay. Yeah.
But if a person goes to this and leaves at 4 o'clock, you're not going to give them a whole A or the point A.
I don't know.
So are you going to make them stay
twice?
They
dinner there? I guess
they're supposed to, like I do in my trainings. If someone leaves, I check them out and I give them credit for what they were there. I would have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's how we're supposed to do it. I'm not going to be at this one, so I can't tell you.
But as far as the content, I would support that content.
Very seldom have I ever seen a list come from Rural Water that tells me somebody's only been there a part-time.
Well, I've not had anybody leave our trainings that I've done.
There's some
cash the plan. If they leave, they're going to get marked down. They're not going to give them credit.
I guess if there's some version for councils and boards, I would expect that to be either recorded separately or something. I wouldn't.
So give them.
Wouldn't
give
expect
them
somebody to go
the top,
through the whole thing.
To the bottom.
Yeah.
break it out.
Because I think you're going to see different people. Yes. You're going to see your operators there until 4:15, and you're going to see mayors and council there 6:15.
Yeah.
And if they're not certified,
okay, it doesn't matter anyway.
I don't think you'll see any of that.
So break it out?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's coming to this, just to sign up?
I don't know who all signed up. I didn't get in on this one. This is mostly our EPA contract.
Oh, yeah? Okay. That the last one?
Yeah, we didn't have too many CEU stuff.
So, if we're good to this point, I will look for a motion to move to a closed meeting.
I'll make it.
Sorry, we'll give that to Giles.
I'll second it.
Okay, Giles. Second, Blaine. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Closed session. We need a motion to act on the items of the closed session. Do we approve what was done there?
I'll motion to approve what was discussed in the closed session.
Okay. We have Blaine. We have second of Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Any other items? Judy or Tessa?
I don't have anything.
Was that entertaining, Tessa? Is this your second time being to one of these?
This is my first time. This is your
first time? Okay. We hope we kept it entertaining.
And she got to do most of the prep work.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, as you can see, it
goes over. Any of you have any other business?
No. We, I think... Oh, someone online have a question?
Yes, Ben. I've got a request. I sent you guys an email about the ASC state report card for wastewater. I'd still like some help on that if you guys have a few minutes to go through the information that I sent over and just send it back. I don't think anybody in the state knows better what's going on in each of the areas than you guys do, and I'd appreciate your help on that.
So this is for which, who does this report go to?
So the ASC report card for the state is used to educate the legislature on needs of the state as far as different infrastructure. So this one would be wastewater, but they've got one for dams and one for drinking water, one for canals, one for state roads. So that all the different types of infrastructure are being rated. They'll all be put together in a big document for the legislature to help them see where the needs are for spending. And so the more information we can get them, the more that the where our needs are, how they might be able to help us.
Now, Ben, there's actually a requirement that is done by many.
So, Ben, have you talked to Leland Myers?
I have not talked to Leland Myers.
Give Leland Myers a call. He's done this. He put it together a year ago for the legislature for all of the treatment plants.
Okay.
Give him a call and ask him for the report that he put together.
Do you have his? I don't think I've got his contact information.
Ben, I'm gonna let's see. Ben, give me your phone number, Ben.
It's 801.
Okay.
857.
Okay.
4778.
4778. I'm gonna text you Leland's phone number.
Okay.
And
okay.
So, If that helps you in your direction, and then you and if you still need something, reach out to us. But I just sent you Leland's phone number, and hopefully that helps.
Great, appreciate it, guys.
You bet. Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Thanks.
You bet.
Thank you.
Now we need a motion to close.
Motion close.
All motion.
All second.
That was second and third. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Thank you, everybody.